You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. Mike here. We're reading the Bible kind of like you'd have a conversation with God, because God wants to have a conversation with us, and it's our responsibility to lean in, to listen, and to figure out what our next best yes is in our relationship with God. Really into this idea of next best yes. It is the name of a podcast that my wife and I have started. Feel free to check it out, Next Best Yes Podcast, where we have even more conversational conversations about what it looks like to dare to start the thing that God put on your heart. When you say yes to God, it can be scary. It doesn't always make sense. But we can draw from Scripture all sorts of inspiration, encouragement, wisdom in order to take that next step as we say yes to God. It's also the name of a book that we co-wrote called Next Best Yes. That's available on Amazon. And Next Best Yes is a whole attitude. It's a whole posture of like, all right, God, what is the next best yes you're asking of me? And help me to listen, help me to follow, help me to obey, even when it doesn't make sense. We see this idea of obedience coming out of love in even where we're going to be talking about today in the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 10 through 12 will be our reading. And where we last left off, Moses has been recounting the whole story of how they got to where they are here, right at the edge of entering the promised land. And last episode, Moses was like, hey, God's giving you this promised land to live in, not because you're so awesome, not because you've obeyed him and have not complained. In fact, just the opposite. You've been complaining this entire time, and you've been unfaithful. You've been following other gods. You've been making other gods. Even prior to this reading today, Moses was just reminding them of the time where he was gone for days up a mountain with God. And by the time he came back, they had made this idol and saying, yeah, this is the God that brought us out of Egypt. So this story, recounting of this story, continues here in Deuteronomy chapter 10, and we'll read through chapter 12. At that time, Yahweh said to me, cut down stone tablets like the first and come up to me on the mountain and make an ark of wood. I'll write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke, and you shall put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood, and cut the two stone tablets like the first, and went up onto the mountain, having the two tablets in my hands. He wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which Yahweh spoke to you on the mountain out of the middle of the fire in the day of the assembly, and Yahweh gave them to me. I turned and came down from the mountain, and put the tablets in the ark which I had made, and there they are, as Yahweh commanded me. The children of Israel traveled from Beeroth Bene Jaakan to Mosera, and there Aaron died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his place. From there they traveled to Gogoda, and from Gogoda to Jotbatha, a land of brooks of water. At that time Yahweh set apart the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of Yahweh's covenant, to stand before Yahweh to minister to him and to bless in his name to this day. Therefore Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brothers. Yahweh is his inheritance, according as Yahweh your God spoke to him. So I stayed on the mountain, as at the first time, 40 days and 40 nights, and Yahweh listened to me that time also. Yahweh would not destroy you. Yahweh said to me, arise. Take your journey before the people, and they shall go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now, Israel, what does Yahweh your God require of you but to fear Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep Yahweh's commandments and statutes which I command to you today for your good? Behold, to Yahweh your God belongs heaven, the heaven of heavens, and the earth, and all that's therein. Only Yahweh had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their offspring after them, even above all people, as it is today. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh your God, he is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty and the awesome, who doesn't respect persons or take bribes. He executes justice for the fatherless and widow and loves the foreigner in giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the foreigner, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear Yahweh your God, you shall serve him, you shall cling to him, and you shall swear by his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now Yahweh your God has made you as the stars of the sky for multitude. Therefore, you shall love Yahweh your God, and keep his instructions, his statutes, his ordinances, his commandments always. Know this day, for I don't speak with your children who have not known, and who have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm, his signs, and his works, which he did in the middle of Egypt to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and to their chariots. How he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued you, and how Yahweh has destroyed them to this day, and what he did to you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, with their households, their tents, and every living thing that followed them in the middle of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all of Yahweh's great work that he did. Therefore, you shall keep the entire commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land that you go over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give them and to their offspring, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land where you go in to possess isn't like the land of Egypt that you came out of, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. But the land that you go over to possess is a land of hills and valleys which drinks water from the rain of the sky, a land which Yahweh your God cares for. Yahweh your God's eyes are always on it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. It shall happen, if you shall listen diligently to my commandments which I command you today, to love Yahweh your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. I'll give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be full. Be careful, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn away to serve other gods, and you worship them, and Yahweh's anger be kindled against you, that he shut up the sky so that there's no rain, and the land doesn't yield its fruit, and you perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh gives you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and your children's days may be multiplied in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens above the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command to you, to do them, to love Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cling to him, then Yahweh will drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea shall be your border. No man will be able to stand before you. Yahweh your God will lay the fear of you and the dread of you on all the land that you tread on, as he has spoken to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command to you today, and the curse, if you do not listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, but turn away out of the way which I command you today, to go after gods which you've not known, It shall happen, when Yahweh your God brings you into the land that you go to possess, that you shall set the blessing on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. Aren't they beyond the Jordan, behind the way of the going down of the sun, in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the Arabah near Gilgal, beside the oaks of Morah? For you're to pass over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and you shall possess it, and dwell in it. You shall observe to do all the statutes and the ordinances which I set before you today. These are the statutes and the ordinances which you shall observe to do in the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess all the days that you live on the earth. You shall surely destroy all the places in which the nations that you shall dispossess served their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. You shall break down their altars, dash their pillars in pieces, and burn their Asherah poles with fire. You shall cut down the engraved images of their gods. You shall destroy their name out of that place. You shall not do so to Yahweh your God, but to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose out of all of your tribes to put his name there. You shall seek his habitation, and you shall come there. You shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the wave offering of your hand, your vows, your free will offerings, and the firstborn of your herd and of your flock there. There you shall eat before Yahweh your God, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand to, you and your households, in which Yahweh your God has blessed you. You shall not do all the things that we do here today, every man whatever is right in his own eyes, for you haven't yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which Yahweh your God gives you. But when you go over to the Jordan and dwell in the land which Yahweh your God causes you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies around you, so that you dwell in safety, then it shall happen that to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, your wave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Yahweh. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God, you and your sons, your daughters, your male servants, your female servants, and the Levite who's within your gates, because he has no portion or inheritance with you. Be careful that you don't offer your burnt offerings in every place you see, but in the place which Yahweh chooses, in one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Yet you may kill and eat meat within all your gates, after all the desire of your soul, according to Yahweh your God's blessing which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat of it, as of the gazelle and the deer. Only you shall not eat the blood, you shall pour it out on the earth like water. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your grain, or of your new wine, or of your oil, or the firstborn of your herd, or of your flock, nor any of your vows which you vow, nor your free will offerings, nor the wave offering of your hand, but you shall eat them before Yahweh your God in the place which Yahweh your God shall choose. You, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, and the Levite who is within your gate. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God in all that you put your hand to. Be careful that you don't forsake the Levite as long as you live in your land. When Yahweh your God enlarges your border, as he's promised you, and you say, I want to eat meat, because your soul desires to eat meat, you may eat meat after all the desire of your soul. If the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to put his name is too far from you, then you shall kill of your herd and of your flock, which Yahweh has given you, as I've commanded you, and you shall eat within your gates after all the desire of your soul. Even as the gazelle and the deer is eaten, so you shall eat of it. The unclean and the clean may eat of it alike. Only be sure that you don't eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You shall not eat the life with the meat. You shall not eat it. You shall pour it out on the earth like water. You shall not eat it, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, when you do what's right in Yahweh's eyes. Only your holy things which you have and your vows you shall take and go to the place which Yahweh shall choose. You shall offer your burnt offerings, the meat and the blood, on Yahweh your God's altar. The blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out on Yahweh your God's altar, and you shall eat the meat. Observe and hear all the words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in Yahweh your God's eyes. when Yahweh your God cuts off the nations from before you, where you go in to dispossess them, and you dispossess them and dwell in their land, be careful that you're not ensnared to follow them after they're destroyed from before you, and that you not inquire after their gods, saying, how do these nations serve their gods? I'll do likewise. That you shall not do so to Yahweh your God, for every abomination to Yahweh which he hates, they've done to their gods, for they even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever thing I command you, that you shall observe to do. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. Chapter 10, verse 12, and a few verses afterwards really capture the heart of God, and not just what he was asking of his people Israel, but what he asks of us today. Like we say, not everything that God told Israel applies to us living in the 21st century today. However, we hear the heart of God, and we hear how our heart should respond to him here in chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. Now, Israel, or now, my friend listening to this podcast right now, what does Yahweh your God require of you but to fear Yahweh your God, and to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep Yahweh's commandments, which he's commanded us today? What does he require of you but to fear him, to walk in his ways, to love him, and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul, and to just keep his commandments? It's this idea of love and obedience going hand in hand in our relationship with God. We love him, so we should obey him and follow what he says. And we obey him because we love him. That's how we demonstrate our love. We can't have one without the other. Some may tend to want to just, oh yeah, God is love and I love God and God loves me and his love and his grace covers me. Yes, but then if we're not doing what he says, what good is that? Is that really us showing our love? Or are we just saying our love? What does God require of you but to fear him, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve him, and to obey him? It is a simple list. It's not an easy list. But it's what he requires of us. Well, Mike, that sounds like a long list. It's a lot. It is a lot. But consider what he should require of us, which is our life, our death, due to our sin. This list is a lighter burden than the ones that we try to carry on our own without him. What does God require of you? That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominy. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.